You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
We enjoy the chance to chat with Napa Mayor Scott Sedgley, and we are about to jump into that right now and find out what's been going on down at City Hall. Mayor, welcome back into the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Barry, Taylor. How are you guys today?
Good morning.
Not too bad.
I feel like maybe we finally have, like, the past few weeks we've talked to you. We haven't, like, I mean, it's been checking in and it's been fabulous to talk to you. But now, is there good news in terms of money? I feel like there might be.
Well, that was a great segue. And on my notes, if you've been following the news from Washington, it is great news because, through the House and Senate, the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 has approved, dollars that we can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. The amount of dollars that will help the nation's economy. And so we're excited. We're not counting our chickens just yet. But, for the county of Napa, and of course, my concern along with the county is the city of Napa. And, we could receive, maybe close to $14 million for aid for this budget year, which, of course, would help immensely with mm-hmm. our deficit that we've had. So, yeah, we're real excited, but the check's not in the bank yet, so we're keeping our fingers crossed.
I'm going to knock on all the wood in here right now.
Yeah, no, that was just excellent news. It will help us maybe fill some positions. That's our most critical need right now is filling, positions in police is the big one that's been hit so hard. And in all the departments, planning and engineering, some of those pieces, parks, there was a big upsetting news about how parks was going to be restructured. We never closed the parks division. We had to kind of divide the responsibility there and what was happening. So we've held the director's position open there too. But yeah, that's exciting news. That's the best. Well, there's a lot of good news during this week is, the economy's, local is recovering. We're back inside a bit. Some kids are playing sports again. Football is kind of crazy. We've talked about that. It's been a very good week for a lot of us that follow this.
Well, and since you mentioned it, we haven't really touched on ever since she started the new police chief, but I have heard she is just incredible on so many levels that everyone who has met her has just said, can we keep her forever? That's not obviously what her job entails, but I've just heard that she is incredible. So that's awesome news.
Yeah, that's great news. I just met briefly with her when she first started, but seemed, really ready to hit the road running and do what we need is to determine the needs, see what we do great, which is a lot, see what we can do better. Mm-hmm. And that's the discussions I've had with the few in the department is, hey, let's all, go into this with an open mind. Let's mm-hmm. see what can come out of it. And I think she was the opportunity was there to bring her in on an interim basis. She is retired, and so her hours mm-hmm. are limited on how much she can work. And I don't think she's going to cancel her pension to come back to work to full time. But probably not in her interest. I thank you. And we're all excited for Chief Moyer. I think she's going to be a great, great addition for us and for the job she has to do.
Yeah, agreed.
It just reminds me we need to try and schedule her to come on the show.
Yeah.
Chat with us. Haven't gotten around to that.
That'd be good.
So that was all very peachy and nice, but what's what about the problems?
I was trying to be positive this Friday to start off.
That was an excellent angle.
Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Taylor.
But there have got to be some things that are bothering you that
Bury
cause you to
downer.
Furrow your brow. So what are the downers this week?
Oh, yeah, yay. I like peachy and nice better, but, the challenge is one more peachy and nice thing. We have some funding coming through from the state on the Imola corridor, complete streets improvement plan. Imola has, you know, always been a bit, you know, there's incomplete sidewalks and walk students and walkers and bicyclists, and just the look of Imola. So in with cooperation with Napa Valley Transportation Authority, we're putting together, you know, a plan to improve that for safety purposes and some aesthetics too. So we are earmarked for $5 million for state transportation money. So that's good for Imola. You mentioned, I think, somewhere, oh, you had Joy Eldridge on and talked about our water. So we're getting a few calls on water. That was a great program. Joy did a great job. She's outstanding. But, you know, we're going to live with that kind of that earthy, you know, musty little thing until about the end of the month. But it'll clear up quick. But water's such an amazing topic, and Joy does a good job. But our state water project first comes out of Barker Slough, which is in the Sacramento River. It goes into a tanks at Travis Air Force Base. This is our water. It settles a little bit there, goes to a reservoir behind Costco over in Sassoon, called Terminal Reservoir, goes into our Jameson treatment plant, and comes to your house. It's just a pretty amazing system, and it's good water. And so that's why the switch is that work over on the tanks on Travis and the Barker Slough Inlet. So that's, you know, that's kind of sad news that our water gets a little icky, but it's not terrible, and we'll get through it. You know, this coming up, we're planning, this coming week and Tuesday next week, we're going to talk a little bit about our priorities. You know, there was a lot of good initial discussion. So council will get together, at a public meeting and vet out a little more of what we see as attainable priorities during the next budget cycle. You know, a lot of discussion on islands. I think you and I have, you're sure we've talked about annexing these unincorporated islands inside the city. So more work to do on that. We are completing boundary surveys because we have to know exactly where these boundaries are and who's in and who's not, and an infrastructure assessment. And so when we get that information compiled, you know, we'll discuss probably in April, you know, about a phased plan. You know, how we phase those into annexation and how that will happen. And you may have seen there was a letter to the editor in the Register, I think last week, you know, of a resident in the island opposing annexation. So it's not a done deal. We have to do our due diligence and figure out the best way to bring in these properties. And it's the right thing to do, just to make governance simple and organized. It's never been, you know, a redlining or an intentional, you know, process to disenfranchise any neighborhood. That's just the farthest thing from the truth. The situation just evolved as the city grew, and it does need to be corrected. It doesn't make sense to have county islands inside the city, but it was no malicious intent the way this happened. It was just a part of that. So that'll be some good discussions coming up soon. And, also next week, we're going to talk about signs a little bit, signs everywhere, it's interesting how much energy goes into a sign ordinance and compliance of signs.
Signs such as like what?
A-frame signs.
They could be A-frame.
Oh, yeah.
They could be on building signs, advertising businesses. There's signs for, you know,
wineries and
everything. So it's something that, you know, we do need as a city. We need to have rules because they'll just get bigger and more prolific everywhere if you don't have some kind of an ordinance to say this is how big, and, you know, sizing on a building. If you have this much size building, how big of a sign can you put? Is it an illuminated sign? Is it, you know, all those factors.
Okay, but what about the wacky waving inflatable flailing arm men? Those things?
The ones, those have been discussed too.
You know, the more the better is my opinion.
Napa should have those on every street corner.
When I see a lot of those in a town, I know it's classy, and I want to be there. what has brought signed ordinance back into your world?
I think it's because of, you know, we've been very tolerant during last year for the pandemic on, you know, trying to help businesses in any way we can. And so I think there's been a relaxation on on the enforcement side as part of it. Mm-hmm. We're also looking at helping on Jefferson Street during our, you know, the Planned Parenthood clinic that is always, you know, has some, you know, controversy swirling around it on, mm-hmm. on people who want to put up signs and, you know, in protest or in favor of. So that's part of it. You know, we have to protect people's rights to access a health clinic. And so, you know, we're not trying to prohibit free speech in any way. We're just trying to keep all our residents, you know, in a comfortable, safe environment.
Yeah. I remember some times in the not too distant past when the sign ordinance stuff, specifically downtown, just took up a lot of council time.
Yes, it did. And this one's a minor, you know, just kind of more of an updated thing. But it's a funny thing. Before I got into politics, I hadn't given much thought about signs. And then when you run during a campaign, mm-hmm. you get all the political signs out there. And, you know, some of the people that are running for office aren't playing by the rules. They install signs on public property, or they install signs that are oversized. They block the view of the driver, right? When you come up to an intersection, mm-hmm. if you have a big sign there, you can't see down the street. It's dangerous to pedestrians. So, yeah, signs, who would have imagined I'd spend so much time on signs?
Yeah, but it's a funny thing to me. In big cities, people don't know or care or pay attention, but maybe it's because I'm more aware in Napa of what the regulations are. But when I see a campaign start and somebody's signs pop up in what I know to be the right-of-way of a street or a highway or attached to a construction fence, and so on, I know they're breaking the law, and it immediately makes me think bad about them as a candidate. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you, and I hope you didn't see any of my signs violating rules, because I tried real hard for my help that put out signs the rules where they can go.
Yeah.
But
you kind of want people in leadership positions to actually follow the rules and not break the law, right? It's a weird thing I have.
Yeah, what a good idea.
A few weeks ago, we talked about the Corps of Engineers funding the Napa River Flood Project again in a significant way, and you commented on the benefits of that. What's the timeline on this, and when might we see some actual construction work?
Well, you know, we're meeting now in the preliminary meetings with the Army Corps, and so the Army Corps being is huge and big, they want to refine the agreement we have. We have an existing agreement that did the flood work, but they say this is kind of new phase, so they want to discuss agreements, which could, you know, prolong it a little bit or delay it a little bit. And so we're asking if we can go ahead and start the design work with funding that remains in that program, you know, from the sales tax money that was raised over the course of Measure A. There's still about $50 million that the district has for ongoing maintenance and continued construction. So we're asking if we could start the design phase now with the money we have, with a guarantee as that additional $48 million that comes in from the Army Corps goes right to work on the construction side. So if we can get the design work going this year, the possibility to start actual, you know, shovels in the ground could be as early as the building season next year, 2022.
Wow. That would be impressive.
Yes.
And coming back to this money from the stimulus bill they just talked about, potentially $14 million, questions remain, but what do you think timing is on that, and how will it come? Does it just pop in as a lump sum, a direct deposit in your checking account?
Yeah, and that $14 million figure is just the city of Napa. So countywide, there's a lot more that goes to all five municipalities and the county. Mm-hmm. It appears that it would come through community development block grants. Okay. That's the existing city already that takes in the existing program. So that's, I think that's where it'll come first. And then we will out of that fund, we can distribute it to the departments and the needs that we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good to know. And this was, of course, one of the big battle areas in the bill, the aid to state and local governments. And so get a taste of what that means when it becomes available. What's your feeling about how the council is functioning currently? New composition of the council, new mayor, of course. How's it going?
It's I believe for a relatively new council, I think we're doing extremely well. Of course, Beth Painter came to us with lots of experience on the planning commission, and so she was an easy roll in to kind of understanding how the pace of things and how things roll out. Bernie is doing great. Bernie Narvaez, because he's so excited, is digging in deep to do his work. He's got a family and he's got a new home, and he's just really excited to be a part of it, and he's a great asset too. So I think we are lucky, fortunate. The way things rolled out with Steve Potter, our city manager, has a firm grasp. We have a new human resource officer now, Heather Ruiz, who lives in Napa, but she had been the HR director in Vallejo. So she's happy to be with us. We're happy to have her. I think she's going to be a great asset. So, yeah, I think, the staff is, everybody's has that shared vision of, okay, we're running a little lean here. But, we work in a good organization and we're going to make it work. So it's a hard time to be mayor. But I believe with everything, considering everything, I'm so happy that the staff and the council that we have, it's remarkable that everybody keeps such a positive attitude and working through problems. Our city clerk staff, Tiffany Carenza and her staff, are just remarkable. With all the impacts on them, because now we're doing redistricting again, right? We have to do it because of the 2020 census and get ready for the 2022 election. So we're in the process of redistricting. And I think we talked about that. Should it be a citizens committee on redistricting, or should we do the work in-house? We chose to do it in-house because we just did it. But I just got to give a shout out to the clerk's office with everything that comes to them. And they just keep cranking it out with a lean staff. So, yeah, I'm feeling really excited.
See, so we circled back and we were positive again. Positive.
Thank you. Yes.
Napa Mayor Scott Sedgley with our weekly visit. We thank you for being available each week and keeping everybody informed.
Thank you so much for what you bring to our community, too. And have a great weekend.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the sunshine.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.